I was even telling my friends the other day, like, I'm tired of listening to music, bro. Same music, three step. We are tired. Release us, I beg. Hey, wagwan, what's up? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. How you feeling? Are you feeling high? How you feeling, Gucci? I hope you're feeling Gucci, because I'm on a roll today. I'm in a good mood today, so welcome to another amazing episode. This is episode 169, road to 200 episodes, bro. I need to get to episode 200 before the end of the year. So I need you guys to bring those unspoken stories. I need to record like 10 unspoken stories before the year ends. So guys, please, I need those stories. Anyway, how are you feeling? Welcome to this amazing episode. So today, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind lately, because I feel like we live in a world where we've never been more connected, more informed, or more advanced because of technology. Technology is like, is up there, bro. It keeps advancing daily, and you just need to catch up. So technology, of course, social media. So we feel connected, but are we really connected? Because I feel like nowadays you can reach anyone in seconds, learn almost anything online. But somewhere along the way, I can't help but wonder, what have we lost in the process? I'm not talking about like outdated trends, old technology. I'm talking about the quiet human things, the art of listening without waiting for your turn to speak, the patience to just let life unfold, the courage to hold difficult conversations, the beauty of just being fully present without feeling the need to document every moment. And maybe these things aren't completely gone, but they're becoming rare. They're becoming rare. And when something valuable becomes rare, it's worth paying attention to. So I have a list. Today, I want us to explore the lost arts of today's generation, because I feel like our generation, we are losing a lot of stuff. We are letting go of a lot of things that we need to hold on to, and not even to criticize anyone or romanticize the past. But I need us to ask ourselves one honest question. What parts of our humanity are worth holding on to as the world keeps changing? So I have a list. I have quite a long list. I don't know if I'm going to mention all of them, because it's like I have like 20. That just shows how bad we are. we are not doing well, guys. Our generation, please, Gen Zs, come to the front. Come to the front, man. We are losing a lot of art. Number one, love. Hi. Love, love, love. This simple four-letter word, we are losing. That is one art we are losing, the art of love. The greatest commandment, bro. We are losing love. What happened to the slow burn kind of love? What happened to courtship? What happened to dating? What happened to the slow burn? What happened to going for random dates? What happened to little ice cream dates? What happened to movie dates? What happened to just sitting and just chilling? People don't fight for love anymore, bro. Let alone finding love. People don't even fight for love. Nowadays, when I'm actually so stressed about where we're headed. I'm actually so stressed because the rate at which people break up nowadays, it's alarming, bro. It is alarming. Nowadays, watu wamevurugana tu kidogo, less better ways. People are in a relationship, they just have a small disagreement. Let's part our ways. Let's go separate ways. They have a joint statement on social media. Yes, we have decided to part our ways. Please give us this time to grieve in private. Bruh, let's fight. Bring back fighting for love. I want people to fight for love. I want people to go above and beyond for love. Because the greatest thing than hate is love. Like, nowadays I'm so heartbroken when I see how we're normalizing toxicity. Like, nowadays, the more toxic you are, the cooler you are. The much aura you have. What? Bring back love. Nowadays, people are so lustful. People are using each other. Bring back love letters. When was the last time you received a love letter from someone? When was the last time you wrote someone you care about a love letter? And love letters are just not for, like, relationships. You can write a love letter to your dad, to your mom, to your best friend, to your cousin, your favorite cousin. On their birthday, write someone a love letter. Tell them how you appreciate them. Remind them. People need to be reminded. Because the world is full of toxicity. Life can happen. Life happens. So bring back love letters. Like, I need a love letter. I need someone to write for me a love letter. I just need someone to pour their heart to me. We're losing the art of love. Love letters. The slow burn kind of love. Nowadays, it's lust. We meet at the club. We smash. We ghost each other. It's crazy. Another lost art in today's generation. Individuality is a lost art in today's generation. Curation is a lost art in today's generation. Everyone wants to be the same. Everyone wants to look the same. Everyone wants to dress the same. Everyone wants to do the same things. People have the same. Everyone just wants, like, it's like people are living the same lives. It's like people are chasing the same things, same dreams. We need more trailblazers. No one wants to carve their own path. No one wants to take a different path. Everyone wants to be an influencer. Everyone wants to be a content creator. Bring back individuality. I want to see different things. When I scroll on social media, I want to see different kind of people. I want to be like, what part of the world? I want to see something and be like, what part of the world do you come from? Which part of the world is this? Show me. Bring back individuality. Bring back curation. Tap into your indifference. That's why I tell people, be different. Your uniqueness is what is setting you apart. Be different. Tap into your indifference. Some people, by the way, now it's no longer. Some people, when they're different, now they feel insecure. They're insecure about their difference. They're like, people won't accept me for who I am. Let me try to be like other people. This is what is trending. This is what is cool. Let's be like this. No, bring back individuality. And I was even saying this, bring back craftsmanship. Curation. By the way, I was watching a music video. Nowadays, I'm back to watching. I love watching, actually, music videos on YouTube. I love it. It's something that, it's just... So, like, when I'm just chilling at home, I just watch music videos. Squeeze that, I don't like listening to music. Unless I listen to music when maybe I'm doing something, cleaning the house. But sometimes I just make time, I just want to watch music videos. Because I feel like we have lost, especially music videos from a long time ago, from the 90s, from the 2010s. They were so colorful. They had a story. I remember I grew up in the era of MTV Bass. That was the best era of music to grow up in. MTV Bass, the era of MTV Bass, hip TV, the best era. I used to watch a lot of music videos because those music videos were so entertaining. And as a kid, you don't understand the lyrics at the time, but you would enjoy the music videos. You would understand what the song is about just from watching the music videos, because the music videos used storytelling. They used to tell a story. I watch a lot of music videos from nowadays, and the music video and the song are so different. Like, they don't even go together. The music video and the song, they don't go together. I don't know what's happening. Directors, bring back storytelling in music videos. We need that. I was watching, there's a song I was watching. Do I want to blast this artist? Because I'm also an artist. I don't like doing this. But I was watching, I've been watching a lot of songs of late, and the music videos don't complement the songs. Like, there's a song I was watching. This, like, it's a sexy song. When you listen to this song on Spotify or on audio, you're like, yeah, this is a sexy song. So when I'm picturing the music video, I want, like, I'm picturing some sensual colors, sexy vibes, sexy outfits. But when I went to watch the music video, I was disappointed. I'm seeing men playing cards, playing poker, and the song is so sexy and sensual. I was like, what the hell? So bring back craftsmanship. Because the question is, are we creating to last or just to trend? Create things that last. Tell stories that will feed generations to come. And another thing about individuality, on the same point, I feel like the world is losing color. Like I said, the world is losing color. We're losing individuality. Everyone wants to be a minimalist. Honestly, I'm not a minimalist. I am a maximalist. I was even telling my friend, I am not even an introvert. I'm not even an ambivert. I am an extrovert. And I know that. I am an extrovert. I love being outside. I love doing things. I love visiting places. I'm an extrovert. And the world is losing color because of the minimalistic culture that people are normalizing. The minimalistic culture. Our houses are looking the same. People want houses that are white and gray and beige. What? Bring back curation. Curation is a lost art. I want to, when I'm visiting your place, I want to come into your place and be like, you know how you furnish your house tells more about you. Like how you've arranged your house, how you've kept your things, the design, interior design, it brings out your personality. It brings out your personality. So minimalistic, everything white, everything boring, bring back color. The world needs more color. We need more color, man. It's too white. It's too white. It's too white. Bring more color. Another thing, that another lost art in today's generation. Genuine connections and deep conversations, bro. Everyone is just so basic. People's attention span has reduced rapidly. People don't even have deep connections anymore. People don't have deep connections. People don't have deep conversations anymore. People are not even interested in having genuine connections. People want to use each other. It's how am I gaining by talking to you? How am I gaining? Eh? People want to, we all want to use each other. I saw someone say something. I was reading something. There's a current book I'm reading. I'm actually on my second book. Did I tell you? I finished reading Viola's book, Finding Me. Oh, it was a nice read. If you haven't read that book, please read it. I'm currently reading Before I Let Go by Kennedy Ryan, and it's a nice read. It's like, it's fiction, and I love fiction. So I was reading something and something stuck out. Someone said, people love things and use people instead of using things and loving people. Nowadays, our generation, we just want to use other people. We are not keen to create genuine connections. We're not keen to bond. We're not keen to invest in friendships. Friendships are so expensive nowadays. People want aesthetic friendships where you're going to go out to brunch, take cute pics, drink cocktails, post on the gram. Nah. Bring back low maintenance friendships where we can just meet at my house, chill at my crib, meditate, share a drink, watch a movie, sit in silence. Just that. Maybe have deep conversations. After a few drinks, let's have deep conversations. Let's connect. How do you think? How I want to connect with your mind. I'm a sapiosexual. I'm attracted to how people think. Nowadays, and I blame social media. Social media has ruined everything. When it comes to genuine connections and deep conversations, social media has ruined everything. So let's bring back the genuine connections. Let's bring back deep conversations, deep intentional friendships. Let's bring back intentional friendships. Also, another art we've lost is the art of being present. Oh, the art of being present. Nowadays, everyone is on their phones. Hey, our parents are right, man. It's the damn phones. It's the damn phones. When we were growing up and our parents used to not want to see us on our phones all the time, I now understand it. I now get it because it's the damn phones. Our phones are getting out of control. Every moment has to be recorded. Every experience, I'm vlogging. That's me. I'm also talking to myself. This is me. I'm working on it. Because nowadays, when I'm outside, I just want to vlog. I want to create content. I want to record. Be in the moment. I'm learning to be present. Be in the moment. Be attentive. Be a good listener. We are losing human connection because we are always on the phones. We are always on our phones. We are creating content instead of memories. We are always on phones. So the art of being present, is a lost art. It's becoming a lost art in today's generation. We need to be more present. Leave the phones alone. We are always chasing something, regretting something, being victims of something, thinking of our next goals, what you need to do next. Be in the moment. Relax. Be present. Another art I feel like we're losing in today's generation is honest conversations and confrontations. You know, there's a difference, deep conversations and honest conversations. Now let's talk about honest conversations and confrontations. People's egos are so fragile out here. People are scared of confrontations. People are scared of confrontations. And hey, it's scary. People don't want you to confront them. When you confront them, they'll cut you off because you told them the truth. Like, how fragile are people's egos? Like, how fragile is your ego? Like I said 2 episodes ago, do your inner work, do your shadow work, know your weaknesses so that when someone confronts you about them, you don't feel insecure. You're like, yeah, this is something I know, this is something I'm working on. Bring back confrontation. When someone wrongs you, confront them. Don't cut them off. Nowadays, we are so quick to cut each other off. We don't even give time to listen. We don't want to listen to people. We are so quick. When someone just crosses your path, when you guys disagree on something, we are quick to cut each other off, man. And let me say this. But I'm not quick to cut. I'll cut people off. Okay, I'm not saying that I'm a saint. Also, I cut people off. But after giving people some chances, like, okay, I tried this. But some people, they don't give you a chance. Someone, they don't even want to listen to what you had to say, why you did something. They're quick. We're so quick to cut each other off. Like, can we just respectfully disagree? Can we disagree without hating each other? Can we? So yeah, bring back honest conversations and confrontations, period. Another art I feel like we're losing as a generation is chivalry. Chivalry. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Chivalry. That's like the polite, kind, and honorable behavior. We need more kind people. I told you guys, when I went to Mombasa, I met the most kindest people. I met, everyone was so kind. Like, Nairobi needs to take notes. People from Nairobi need to take notes from Mombasa. Like, people here in Nairobi, people are not kind. We don't even live like neighbors. Urbanization is killing community. Urbanization is killing chivalry. In Nairobi, people don't live as a community. We live like, we don't care about each other. People don't even know their neighbors. People don't even talk to their neighbors. People don't even interact with their neighbors. Okay, when you interact with your neighbors, now someone wants, watasema wewe ni mdaku. Watasema wewe ni mdaku. No, it's neighborliness. And I've talked about this all the time. I cry about that all the time on this podcast. Let's bring back community. Let's bring back family dynamics. Let's bring back neighborliness. What happened to consideration? Also, that's another art that has been lost. Lack of consideration. People don't consider each other nowadays. We're living in a man-eat-man society. Everyone is looking out for themselves. People don't even care about them, other people. People don't even care about other people. People don't respect other people. Like, just normal respect for another human being. People don't have that. Some people don't have that. Lack of consideration. Bring back consideration. Why will consider other people? Like, if I do this, how is it going to hurt this other person? Let's stop living in a man-eat-man society. I was talking to my friends the other day. We were having a conversation and we're talking about how our high school era was the best high school era ever. We lived in the era of Vybz Kartel, DJ Lighter, the rhythm era, the dancehall and rhythm era, honestly, the best era. the best era. That was like 2014 to 2018, the best high school era. We did the best set books. Rerun the Source, Awiti, Rerun the Source, Betrayal in the City, When the Sun Goes Down, Kidaga, Kimi Museum, Stekimea. Like, we did the best set books. We were even having a conversation. I was even telling those friends of mine that we're actually living in the times of what we read in those set books. Like, literally, we're in Betrayal in the City right now. We're living in what Betrayal in the City was about. If you haven't read Betrayal in the City, it was about government shenanigans and corruption. We're actually living in those times today. So those books were ahead of their time. They were ahead of their time. Even in Betrayal in the City, I need to read that book again. I need to buy it and read, because I'm now relating to it. I'm understanding that book now, man, because we're living in those times. There's a line the author says, I think the author is Frank Imbugwa, something, if I remember. Yeah. He said, we are living in a man-eat-man society where people don't care about each other. Everyone only cares about their mouth, about their stomach, about how they're gaining. So we need to consider other human beings. Think about other people. Let's stop thinking about ourselves. Think about when you want to do something, how is it going to affect other people? When you want to start something, think about how it's going to live how it's going to live for generations, how you're going to leave your foot in the world, how you're going to inspire the next generation, how you're going to touch other people's lives. That's the whole point of life, man. To hold each other's hands, to support each other, to leave a mark. That's the whole point. So let's bring back chivalry. And let's stop normalizing cutting people off because of their shortcomings, man. That's not good. That's not right. Give people a chance to explain themselves. Give people a chance. There's a meme I saw on social media. Someone said, give your dreams the same chances you keep giving that ex of yours. Give your dreams the same chances you keep giving that ex of yours. Give people chances. Hear people out. Another art we've lost in today's generation is privacy, man. Oh, privacy. Now there's nothing private. with social media nowadays, there's nothing private. People share everything online. People will share everything. People don't care. People will share. Like, bring back privacy. Let's normalize keeping some things for ourselves. Let's normalize keeping some things private. Not everything has to be posted on social media. Patience. Let's normalize patience. Forgiveness. Oh, let's normalize forgiveness. With cancel culture, we live in a world where cancel culture is a part of our life. People get cancelled every day for literally the most basic things. We are quick to cancel people. Like I said, we are quick to cut off people. We are quick to cancel people. Let's bring back, let's learn to forgive. If Jesus, if God, yeah, our Father who art in heaven, forgives us for our sins, forgive those who have wronged you so that I can forgive you. That's what the word says. Forgive those who have wronged you so that I can forgive you. Forgiveness. Oh, another art that we've lost is silence. People fear silence. People fear just sitting with their thoughts. People fear sitting with their thoughts. Nowadays, we can't just sit in silence. Even when you're just hanging out with your friends, you can't just sit in silence. You have to listen to music, watch a movie, scroll TikTok. When you're working, when I'm doing something in the house, have to listen to a podcast, listen to music. No, let's learn to sit in silence. Nowadays, I do that. I just sit in silence for an hour, sit with my thoughts, especially on the floor. Just sit on the floor, sit in silence, sit with my thoughts. And it's like meditating. It's so nice because silence helps you process your thoughts. So just that sitting. And when I found out that when I sit in silence, I find solutions to my problems. Just sitting with your thoughts, like, you're so calm and you just figure things out. I was even telling my friend the other day, like, I'm tired of listening to music, bro. Same music, three step. We are tired. Release us, Abeth. Let's sit in silence. Let's just chill. Let's sit with our thoughts. Let's relax. It's too noisy. The world is becoming too noisy. It's becoming too noisy. Let's relax. Let's sit in silence. Let's daydream. Do people even daydream? Nakumbuka tuko nasema high school ati kufanto. Do people even fanto? Do you even fantasize anymore? Let's daydream. I love daydreaming. I am a daydreamer. I'll daydream. Let your mind wander. Let's normalize just letting our minds wander. Let's see how far it can wander, how good it can get. Don't just doom scroll. Take time, daydream, sit in silence. So yeah, those are things I feel like, man, we need to work on as a generation. Those are arts that we're losing slowly by slowly. Of course, the people who still practice them. Of course, the people who at least practice them. But man, let's not lose this art. Let's bring them. Let's not allow them to go, man. Okay? Okay. Because I feel like in a world that's moving faster every day, perhaps the rarest skill isn't keeping up. It's slowing down enough to truly connect, listen, create, and live. So, what do you think is a lost art in today's generation, and what can we do to bring them back? Unspoken.